Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, so I'm going to spare you the dialing and the dial tones. I just called 518-474-8390, and that is the number that Dominic said is for Governor Kathy Hochul. I confirmed that, too, online to make sure that he had the proper number, not that Dominic would give out bad information, but I called the number, and it is the right number, and it is just unbelievable to me that it just sounds like your cell phone and my cell phone, you know. The person you're trying to reach is unavailable at this time. There's no, like, you've reached the governor's office and, you know, here, leave a message. And if you have a question, concern, someone will get back to you. It's this generic, it's the system, right? It's the iPhone voice that just says, hey, thanks for calling. The person you've tried to reach is either on the phone or it's unbelievable to me. But I'll continue to give out the number, but it's 474-8390 in the 518 area code. And we'll put it out on social media, too. The number you need now, though, is 716-803-0930. And we're talking about this whole electrification issue, and it affects so many different industries in addition to affecting you, the homeowner, the renter, whatever it is that you may be. And I went for a nice country drive the other day. And I was out Route 400, and then down 16, and I went to a place I've been before, and it was Countryside Stove and Chimney. Stopped in, and I was talking with the service manager there for a few minutes, and Keith, who is on the line with us now, wasn't there at the time, but they were hopping, man. They were busy, and Keith Zacharine, you own the joint, Countryside Stove and Chimney, and been around for a long time. And I was told it's been a busy, busy showroom. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It has been a busy year, guys. Yes, we're definitely, people are trying to get in gas fireplaces. New houses are, you know, they're pulling permits to try to get this stuff in before the madness starts.
Yeah, Keith, you know, I was talking, you know, in the showroom, you know, like what's hot, if you will, pardon the pun, but, you know, is it natural gas? Are people going back to wood burning? Is there an electric option? What's going on? But regardless of what these deadlines are, you're finding increased interest in getting systems put in, right?
Yes. Yes. People want to beat the deadlines, and everybody's worried about it because they use our fireplaces and our stoves as a backup heat source when we do lose power. And we all know we lose power in Western New York. Not all the time, but it happens. And the gas stove, the gas fireplace, it's not only a great thing just to sit around and enjoy, but it also functions as a backup heat source for everybody.
I do it all the time. And I had mine fired up in the family room this morning, and it's great. You know, it takes the chill off in one room. You don't need to heat up the whole house. Or like you said, if you're your whole system goes down, it's a great backup system. What are people saying? They're walking into Countryside Stove. I'm sure there are people that just have plans to remodel, upgrade, and get a new system or get something new for their homes. But you know, what are you hearing from, you know, the busy amount of people that are coming into the showroom when you're greeting them?
What they're worried about is the future. They're worried about if they decide that they're not going to allow any more gas appliances being sold. So that's really what people's main concern is, to get it while they can still get a fireplace now. So that's really the main focus people have, is they're going, if they're starting with new construction, when is it going to switch over where there's no more gas allowed? Are they going to try to take my gas away from me? There's a lot of concern out there. And I know people aren't going to lose their gas, but people don't know that. That's their biggest concern, is what happens if they try to take my gas away from us?
Right. You know, and I, your service manager, what's his name again? Because I met him the other
David.
Day. David. Okay. So he was, I think that's who I spoke to. And yep. And he was kind of saying to me that it really didn't matter what he said to people. You know, you could go over the deadlines and all the, you know, what's going on. But there was almost, maybe panic's the wrong word, but this just heightened sense of, I want to do this now.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. There's definitely a fear amongst the people of, if they take the gas away, I need to get something in there because I need it for a backup heat source. I tell guys, we sell a lot of fireplaces, and we sell them because they're beautiful and they make a nice addition to the house, but it's always a concern for people. You can't sell a fireplace without somebody asking you, will it work in a power failure? Is this going to be a backup heat source for me? Other than it looking pretty, that's the second most popular thing people want to know, is will it work in a power failure? And okay. Everything we sell will work in a power failure and still generate heat.
So of the interest, people coming through the door, natural gas is your number one.
Natural gas makes up 80% of what we do. Our whole entire business is 80% natural gas.
Okay, then after that,
is it burning electric and in pellet stoves? But 80% of the business is natural gas.
Okay, and we're all familiar with that. And talk to me about the electric options. What do you, you know, what can you tell me about the electric options? Cost analysis, you know, compared to natural gas, reliability, et cetera.
Well, anything electric, all have the same exact heat source on them. They're a 5,000 BTU heater. They're basically a glorified hairdryer. So electric has made leaps and bounds in how pretty it looks, from the old days of just having a couple of logs and a little what we call a flicker flame inside of it. We now have hologram electrics. We have units that look stunning. I mean, they really are incredible, but they still don't heat. And when I say they don't heat, they give you a little bit of heat. Electric fireplace is not going to heat up a room. It's not going to heat up a big great room in a new construction house. It's going to be, like I said, they're a glorified hairdryer because they need to have dedicated wiring. They have to make electric fireplaces so they can plug and play anywhere without overtaxing an electrical circuit. So the heater is the biggest. Everything's LED technology. It's the heaters that draw the most amount of electric. So 5,000 BTUs is the biggest heater on anything electric right now, and that's next to nothing as far as heating capacity.
All right, the voice of Keith Zacharine. He is the owner of Countryside Stove and Chimney, a very, very cool operation, by the way. You walk in there, Keith, and it's like I'm surrounded by warmth and beauty. It's amazing, all those fireplaces in the showroom, pretty cool. As far as aesthetics are concerned. So an interesting spot to go for sure if you're in the market for this kind of stuff. But, Keith, you know, you said 80% natural gas. We talked a little bit about electric. Where does the electric fit into the percent, you know, the remaining 20%, if you will?
It's probably less than 3 or 4%. So electric sales is next to nothing right now. They're going to, New York is going to force it to become more. But what they're doing is they're going to take away people's backup heat sources, because you can't make an electric fireplace heat more. It just doesn't work that way.
Okay. And then I'm assuming the other big percentage beyond 80% is the wood.
Yeah, we're still in wood-burning country out in Holland. So we still sell a lot of wood-burning stoves, wood-burning fireplaces.
You know, and the thing is too about electric, when you say it, you know, aesthetically appealing, they've you know, they look a little bit better than they used to. I don't know about the rest of you. You tell me what people say, but I, you know, we had two fireplaces in our house when we bought it, and we loved our wood burning, but we did convert to natural gas. But I didn't do it for the beauty. I did it for the reliability and the ease of backup heating system, and obviously it's a fireplace, and it does look good. But
I don't know, the
visually appealing is not the main reason, right? I mean, the people are buying these things for warmth and comfort.
They want a backup heat source. I can't sell a gas fireplace without somebody asking me about it being a backup heat source.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a number two priority for them.
All right. So, Keith, you know, you run into someone or they walk into the showroom. What is your kind of like your elevator pitch, if you will, of as far as how your industry relates to what's going on with these deadlines that are looming?
The industry is going to be in trouble. If you take away 80% of the business, now, again, if it starts on new construction, we do a lot of new construction houses, but that's not our primary business. Our primary business is adding fireplaces to people's existing houses. And if the next wave they start taking away gas appliances, that's going to put a lot of most fireplace businesses out of business, is what will end up happening.
All right, Keith, and before I let you go, I'm going to go to a bunch of phone calls, and I won't subject you to all the political stuff that I think a lot of people want to ask. Very valid stuff, but not your world. You know, what is your panic meter here? You know, is 1 to 10. I mean, what's your panic meter with regard to how this whole scenario and environment is playing out?
It's terrible for our industry, and it's terrible for Western New Yorkers, and it's terrible for all New Yorkers. If you take away people's ability to heat their house in a power failure, we saw what happened in Cheektowaga a couple years ago where people were freezing. You need to have in Western New York, we're too cold of a climate to try to have just one heat source and just make everything electric. It's just not going to work. So, yeah, there's definitely going to be a panic for this.
All right, I'm going to go to one caller here on the board. Brad is out in East Aurora. Brad, you are on WBEN with Keith from Countryside Stove.
I'm a big fan of gas heat, and I just want to give an endorsement to Keith and Countryside. I have two of his units in my home, old farmhouse, did a major renovation. We did the gas insert. We liked it so much, we went and we got the small stove. These things are highly efficient. They're pleasant to look at. We set them on low, and they just do nicely all day long. Our gas bill is very reasonable, so I would just say, number one, Keith, thank you. Love you guys. Number two, if you're a potential customer thinking about deploying one of these gas units in your home, pull the trigger now while you can. So end of comment, and I thank you.
All right, Brad. Brad doesn't work for you, does he?
No, Brad does not work for me. Brad recently retired.
There you go. I think you're probably hearing those stories all day long, whether they're working with you or not. I mean, it's what you hear.
Yep, all day long.
Yeah, it is. It's truly remarkable. So I appreciate the insight and the expertise. I'm sorry your industry is kind of going through this. I'm hoping something is going to change, that there's a break in the dam here. But who knows? We appreciate it very much. And cool place. It was fun to stop by the other day.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
All right. We appreciate you very much. That's Keith Zacharine. He is the owner of Countryside Stove and Chimney. It's right on Route 16. If you're driving out of East Aurora, you go down to the end of the 400. They're on the right side. They got all sorts of information, obviously, on an option that is out there. And, as Keith has said, the big interest, the keen interest from the people coming through the door, no surprise to me, is for natural gas stoves, inserts, et cetera. So I don't know. Amazing what is going on for sure. 803-0930 and star 930. We're going to get to some phone calls. And then we are going to talk with, I believe, TJ, someone from TRS coming up, TRS Heating and Air Conditioning, great partner of WBEN. David speaks for them all the time. We're going to talk to them coming up after the bottom of the hour and get the take from a HVAC standpoint, and they are also electrical experts too. So I'm going to get that insight coming up after 10:30. So if your question involves HVAC, electricity, electric, etc., you might want to hold off until after the bottom of the hour. Let's go to the phones. This is Mike out in West Seneca. Mike, you are on WBEN. What's up?
Hey, Tim. I was listening earlier, and I heard Dominic mention Triant runs on natural gas for their fleet. And I wanted to point out that Tops also does also. Tops Markets, their whole fleet has been running on natural gas since 2016.
So you mean the trucks that say Tops on them that are going, delivering their stuff from store to store?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. And so Topps is doing that.
Yeah, they've been doing it since 2016. And another thing I wanted to mention is that where is the outrage to this electrical mandate that is going to be happening soon? And I hear nothing besides WBEN talking about it on the radio. No politician, no national news, no nothing. And Hochul, you know, Hochul the fraud wants all these new bills. I don't know what she's thinking, but she's just a fraud in my eyes. And her being from Hamburg, you would figure that she would know that we get different weather than up where she is.
Yeah, and Mike, it is frustrating, and you know, we do feel like we're out in the woods screaming on WBEN. Yeah. But you know, this is not an issue in my estimation that should be political in nature, as far as, you know, one side or the other. This is affecting Main Street USA, and we've got people driving down Main Street that are on the left, the right, they're in the middle. Middle left, middle right. It doesn't matter where you are on the political spectrum. This issue affects you. So I don't understand why this has to be left, right, Democrat, Republican. It's nuts to me.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. But this will affect the politicians around New York. And that's the point. I say, Meek, it'll affect the mailman. It'll affect the truck driver. It'll affect a county worker. It'll affect the grocery store worker. It affects everybody. So I don't hear anybody, including politicians who this is going to affect, talking about it. I can't fathom why nobody is saying anything, but like I said, WBEN.
Well, we're going to continue to do that, Mike. Thank you so much for the phone call. We've got some plans for some stuff coming up toward the end of the year that'll be interesting that we'll tell you about as it develops. But we'll continue to follow it. The newsroom's all over this. They'll continue to churn out the stories on what is going on, try to give you some real information. I can tell you, just getting ready to come in here today, I'm not on the air, obviously, very often at all anymore. And, you know, doing a little preparation and trying to find legitimate information on this is not easy. It's not easy. It's easy to get skewed, you know, to one way or the other. And it's a tough one. So the newsroom, to their credit, continuing to sift through some of the stuff, the BS, if you will, that is out there. So we'll continue to do that. And obviously, David, Tom, Joe, all over the issue as well as it comes up. This is Jim out in Marilla. And Jim, you're on WBEN. I think you had a question specific to Keith. I don't know if I can help you there, but I'm going to give you a moment here on the air. What's up?
Well, I'll tell you what. Now that they said that the guy from TRS is going to come on, I'd rather talk to him.
Okay.
Because my question is based upon the amperage draw of these electric heat units.
Okay. Well, that definitely is something you're not going to get an answer from me on. So you know what I'm going to do, Jim? I'm going to put you on hold. Okay. And there, Jim already did it. You're the best, Jim. Jim Stelliano on the other side here, helping me out and walking me through. But we'll get back to Jim in Marilla and a bunch of others coming up after the bottom of the hour, because there are lots of calls, lots of interest in what is going on as far as this whole heat situation. You know, as I was doing, you know, I don't know if I want to go to a call right now because you're going to get short shrift. You're only going to get about 90 seconds. So I'm going to hold off and I'll walk through, you know, what I was doing this morning is, you know, searching for news articles, searching for information, searching the New York State website, looking for what, you know, I would hope to be credible information about these deadlines. And really what comes up is the two obvious ones, that January 1st of this coming new year, 2026, buildings under seven stories need to, new buildings, need to be electric, no fossil fuels. In 2030, it's buildings beyond seven stories, new buildings. Okay, then you get Dominic on here, and Dominic knows what he's talking about with a building concern because he's working with builders all the time, telling me that there's a neighborhood near me that has natural gas and open lots. If I go in there and I buy that lot and I start construction on January 2nd, I can't tap into the gas line. That's crazy. I mean, that is just, you know, the gas line is at the end of my driveway. I see the poles where they are in these open lots, and I can't tap into that. That is, that's concerning. That moved my panic meter, if you will, from a 5 over to, you know, maybe we're at an 8 now. I have a feeling I'm going to be up there at 11 with Dominic by the end of the show. But it's just, it's very concerning. It's confusing, and it's hard to get correct information. We're going to get some really good information from TRS Heating and Cooling coming up after the bottom of the hour. I'm Tim Wenger. I'm here for David Bellavia, and we are all about electric on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.